Nolte, Joe Biden falsely claims it's patriotic to get vaccinated. By John Nolte on December 16, 2021. In a typical doubting answer to a pretty straightforward question, his fraudulency Joe Biden made the false claim that getting the coronavirus vaccine is an act of patriotism. This happened Tuesday during an interview with a local Ohio television station when Biden was asked about the ongoing legal setbacks against his fascist vaccine mandates. Instead of using this opportunity to inform the public, he misled the public. First, he made the outrageously false claim that the vaccine stops the spread of the disease. It doesn't. It only slows it. Then he also made the equally outrageous claim that it's patriotic to get vaccinated. This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Not the vaccinated, the unvaccinated. That's the problem, said Biden. Everybody talks about freedom about not to have a shot or have a test. Well, guess what? How about patriotism? How about you make sure you're vaccinated, so you do not spread the disease to anyone else? Patriotism has nothing to do with your medical status. What's more, it is un-American to suggest otherwise. And it is outright anti-American to push a vaccine mandate on people that forces them to choose between unemployment and getting a medical procedure they do not want. The whole idea of America is based on the concept of individual liberty, which means we are allowed to live our lives in whatever way we choose. However, with that glorious freedom comes two responsibilities. The first is that we do not infringe on the rights of others to live their lives however they choose. The second is that we tolerate how others choose to live their lives. By the way, if you want world peace, that simple recipe, leave the other fella alone, is the secret. Therefore, there is nothing patriotic about getting vaccinated. What is patriotic, however, is tolerating the other fella's vaccination choice. I'm vaccinated. I hope everyone gets vaccinated. But because I'm a patriot who believes in the live and let live ideal this country was founded on, I personally 1. Don't care if others choose to remain unvaccinated, and 2. Do not believe people should be bullied, ostracized, or criticized for not getting vaccinated. The unvaccinated do not affect my vaccination status. Whether or not you are vaccinated, I still am. Your decision in no way harms me. Regardless of what you do, I'm protected by the vaccine. Therefore, your vaccination status is none of my business. It's the same with these stupid masks. I don't care if you wear a mask, but I care a whole lot when you try to force me to wear one. If you're vaccinated, masked up, and social distancing, what do you have to fear from someone who's not? What do you care if an unvaccinated, unmasked group of people hang out together in a crowded bar? No one's forcing you to go to the bar. No one's forcing you to remove your mask. No one's forcing you to do anything. If the decisions of others do not affect you, it is unpatriotic and un-American to bully them into making your choices. The only thing Biden said that in any way approached the truth was, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Not the vaccinated, the unvaccinated. Yes, some of the vaccinated are still catching the China flu, and a few are even dying of it, but the numbers are substantially lower than the unvaccinated. Oddly enough, the one person who got this exactly right was a Democrat, Colorado Governor Jared Polis, who laid it out perfectly in a radio interview last week. Everybody had more than enough opportunity to get vaccinated, Polis said. At this point, if you haven't been vaccinated, it's really your own darn fault. He continued with this analogy, you don't force people to wear a jacket when they go out in winter, if they get frostbite, it's their own darn fault. If you haven't been vaccinated, that's your choice. I respect that. But it's your fault when you're in the hospital with COVID. He has the same attitude towards mask mandates, which he opposes. Our top goal is always to follow the science. And there was a time when there was no vaccine, and masks were all we had, and we needed to wear them, Polis explained. The truth is we now have highly effective vaccines that work far better than masks. That right there is true patriotism. Everyone gets to make their own choice, everyone's responsible for their own choice, and now it's time to resume normal life. Joe Biden is not a patriot. He's a left-wing fascist abusing the power of government to force others to do something that 1. They do not want to do and 2. Has no serious effect on anyone else. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.